the song A Mighty Thing. Another one from our in-studio guest on Acoustic Cafe this week, Amy Ray.
Tell me about Subway, because anybody who was involved in, certainly in radio and just the music community in general, had great affection for Rita Houston. I really loved by all. She died during the pandemic, 2020, of cancer. Worked at WFUV. The last I was at WFUV was in 2018, and she was, that's when she was very sick, and there would be good days, bad days, and it was not a day when she was in the office, and I was very sad that I didn't get a chance to see her. But she was such a kind spirit and such a kind soul, and more importantly for this discussion, so supportive of young artists who otherwise weren't going to get a chance, weren't going to get a shot, including you and Indigo Girls, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it was about.
There's so many artists that in our circles that we traveled around with and in different kinds of music, too, that she took in and played their music. She was a maverick. She's a bit of a maverick, you know, like did the old style radio thing where you find something you like and you try to get other stations to play it, and you become like that person that people look to for like the indicator, you know, of what's going to fly. And she knew. And she was super professional in her kindness. You didn't feel like you're treated special because you're gay, because she's gay. Everybody was on the same level.
Yeah.
But she saw everybody. She saw who you were, but she also put everybody on the same level. And that's very hard to do as a woman in the industry especially, because sometimes you overcompensate and you have defensiveness and you can't stay open because you're afraid. And she just was so graceful. So that was something she taught me, just how to comport myself, right, as a person in the business. And then the other thing is she just lived large.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, she would go to 5 shows in one night, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Loved music so much. So when she was dying, I had a close friend that spent a lot of time with her while she was hospicing. So she was a mutual friend, and she would just tell me stories about her and Rita's time in the early days in New York, which really lined up with my stories because I had dated someone for 5 or 6 years who lived in the East Village and spent a lot of time down there. And so I just was like, if I was going to write a letter to Rita, this is what I would say.
Yeah.
And that's what the song is. It's a letter to Rita.